B'tachon for Life, Shir 1168, Wednesday, Parshas Vayakel. Today's Shir has been generously sponsored anonymously. The schus of Limud HaTorah and Chizik of all of the listeners should be'ezra Hashem bring the anonymous sponsor Brocha and Hatzlocha in everything that they do. We are explaining that in order to feel the might of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a person has to put effort in. And truthfully, it's a pasuk in Chumash. Va'ata Yisrael ma Hashem aleikecha shayel mi'imach kiyim li'ira. The pasuk says, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam tells Klal Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu is quoting HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he says, ma Hashem aleikecha shayel mi'imach. What does the Rabbeinu Shel Olam ask from you? Kiyim li'ira. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam only asks from you Yiras Shemayim. What does Yiras Shemayim mean? This. Precisely what we're talking about. That's Yiras Shemayim. To be in awe, to have respect for the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, to not get fooled by the fact that it seems like Chas V'Shalom HaKadosh Baruch Hu is getting trampled on. It seems like the entire world is running contrary to the wishes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's a very superficial view of the world. The opposite is true. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam is an Adir. Everything that happens down here is a direct result of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's desires, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's tzivui. Nothing happens down here by itself. And for sure nothing happens contrary to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam's desire. If you see something taking place, it means HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it. However, it takes effort to internalize it. Which is why Moshe Rabbeinu said, Mo Hashem aleikecha shayel mi'imach kiyim li'ira. What is the Rabbeinu Shel Olam asking of you? Only to have Yiras Shemayim. Yiras Shemayim is not some lofty, unattainable level. Something that we just talk about it in speeches. Yiras Shemayim is something that's very real. To feel the might of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To get impressed. To feel awe. That's Yiras Shemayim. And to quote Moshe Rabbeinu, that's what the Rabbeinu Shel Olam wants from you. Why is it only that? Because everything else comes after that. Like the pasuk continues. The pasuk lists many levels that a person attains. But the first step is Yiras Shemayim. If a person internalizes Yiras Shemayim, everything else comes later. Everything else will come. And therefore the Rabbeinu Shel Olam only asks for one thing. Ma Hashem aleikecha shayel mi'imach kiyim li'ira. What does the Rabbeinu Shel Olam ask of you? Simple Yiras Shemayim. The basic Yiras Shemayim that you learned when you were a kid. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks of you. Why is he asking it of you? Because nobody has it. That's why. Very few people really internalize Yiras Shemayim. You know, if a person doesn't do an Aveira when nobody's looking, that's a demonstration of Yiras Shemayim. That's true. When a person does Ratzon Hashem, even though no one knows what he's going to do, that is a demonstration of Yiras Shemayim. But real Yiras Shemayim means you're in awe of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're blown away, so to speak, by the might of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's how a Yid should feel. And with a little bit of effort, we can also attain it. We'll Be'ezer Hashem continue.